Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Perhaps one of the best from John Cougar Mellencamp, this song, Heartland. Rock and roll. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're spinning some platters and celebrating small business here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ray Keating. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? And I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Ray is sbecouncil.org, right, Ray?
Yep, .org, absolutely.
SBECouncil.org. What's new on the website?
Every day there's something new up there. You head over there and you can check out all sorts of great information we've got on, my goodness, tax issues, obviously, Obamacare, we in terms of how that's being rolled out or not being rolled out. Some recent survey stuff that we've done on social media and crowdfunding, all sorts of good stuff there. So, and it's updated on a daily basis, and you can become a member there.
Ray's also a very prolific and versatile writer. His books, his Stephen Grant novel series is wonderful. A U.S. senator is brutally murdered. Others face danger. Money and the church are in play. You got to read that. You know you're going to want that. So check out anything that has Ray Keating does is good stuff. Ray, recently the jobs report came out.
Jobs report came out this
What's
morning,
it tell us?
And it is another underperforming number. I mean, it's obviously late with the government shutdown, but non-farm payrolls 148,000 in September.
148,000.
Right. So to put that in perspective,
it takes 150 just to replace the people.
Yep. And we should be during a robust recovery. We should
four plus years since the recession was over.
Yeah. So we should be at 250,000 or more
minimum.
Yeah. Minimum.
We should be disappointed with 250.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't it be nice to have that disappointment?
Oh yeah.
Given what we're dealing
with. But
here's
the thing, folks. We should be disappointed with 250 for the last 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, again, when you
look
at...
We haven't even hit that yet.
When you look at our average economic growth, 2.2% during this recovery, if you look at past... I've looked at the data during recovery growth periods, we should be growing on average 4.5%. So
mm-hmm.
we are less than half.
Less than half that. Yeah, we're like European numbers. The thing is, though, Ray, is... Oh, the Obama administration is hell-bent for leather to turn America into Europe, so he's got that going for him with the economy, right?
When you look at the problems with Europe, they stem from...
Too much government.
Public sector being too big,
yep.
Going along with that, enormous tax burdens and enormous regulatory burdens. And
borrowing too much money.
That's exactly the direction we're headed in. We're going well down that path. Of Europe, and that's been a huge concern of myself,
of the Europeans. The Europeans said, we don't want America to look like us. They have to be better than us. We need America to be strong.
Well, that's a critical point to keep in mind, because, again, we're in this game of lowered expectations, and it's very dangerous when it comes to the economy.
Well, you heard, and folks, I'm not taking shots at him. The president said he refused to say that America is exceptional. He would not say it when he was asked if he thought there was such a thing as American exceptionalism. He said all countries are exceptional.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
me. That's like the mother whose daughter just won Miss America, and somebody said, "Don't you have your daughter so beautiful?" And she says, "Well, all my daughters are beautiful." You know what I mean? the girl who just won the Miss America wasn't too happy about that.
Maybe he co-authored the that piece that Putin wrote, but the president. But it is a.
He wrote the foreword.
It is a tragic thing when a president of the United States says something like that, to say the least.
Did you see the new report on young people? 16 to 24, 6 million, 6 million people, young people, 16 to 24, are unemployed and not in school.
Yeah, I had this real quick.
6 million.
Real quick story. I was teaching undergrads Economics 101, and I was telling them, this economy that the only economy you've known this is not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's not supposed to be that you're struggling to get a job or you're desperate to hold on to the job that you have. In good economic times, you know what happens? You actually have a choice of jobs,
mm-hmm.
and the economy is growing and new businesses are being created. And it was like I was almost talking a foreign language, and one student actually raised his hand and said, you know, Professor Keating, do you think that's ever going to happen again? I mean, that's the type of question.
That's their expectations.
Yeah.
That's their expectations. Yeah. And consequently, the number of young people who are planning on having children in the last 20 years has dropped from 78% to 46%.
Yeah. It all feeds together.
That's another survey I saw recently. Hey, Ray, give us the website again, please.
SBECouncil.org.
Thanks for being here, Ray. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.